Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obviously, we're going to be breaking down what happened yesterday with one of the biggest one-day drops in the stock market in U.S. and world history, completely engineered. We know that it was staged. We know that the official story that somebody had a fat finger and dumped too much Procter & Gamble stock instead of a million, instead of a billion, we know that's a lie. Because at the exact same time, eight other major stocks plunged to almost zero. And then you got to see the plunge protection team, the president's committee, I guess, on open markets, come in and drive it back up. In less than 10 minutes, it dropped right at 1,000 points and was driven back up. And we've confirmed the reports. It's now in mainstream news, but I heard callers to talk radio yesterday here in Austin saying, look, we all tried to go in and buy and sell and do things, and we were locked out of all of our services. So probably a staged event. I don't know what Bob Chapman, who's got a lot of sources throughout government, industry, and finance, and the stock market, is going to say, but he is joining us today in the third hour to break down what's happening with this and, of course, what's going on with the situation in Greece now becoming a black hole, sucking the rest of Europe, the United States, and, of course, many other sectors of the world economy into it. We know this is being engineered by the IMF and World Bank and the private banks that control those holding companies. So that is coming up the third hour. In the second hour, we have Gerald Celente on the economy, on the stock market plunge yesterday. We'll get his take on what really caused it. I know he's off investigating it right now ahead of this interview. Also, he was on the show 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, and said, mark my words, we're going to have terror attacks from Pakistan. And 2010 will be the summer of real terror and staged terror. And it will be the year of riots. 2010 will be the year of riots and terrorism and World War III. And now Mark Faber, who's also one of the best analysts out there, very scary record of being right, he says 90% chance in the next 9 to 12 months that China is going to completely go into meltdown and depression. Of course, they hold the majority of U.S. Treasury bonds. I mean, it is getting hardcore. And so we'll be talking to Gerald Celente today, and we'll also be talking to Bob Chapman, who's been off for 2 weeks. So it's perfect timing to have him back now. He had a couple golf tournaments he wanted to play in the last two Fridays. So I'm glad he wasn't off for golf tournaments when this happened. I tell you, the other story I want to get into upset me last night. It upset me today. It's got me in a very, very nasty mood. It's got me in a very, very nasty mood. And that is this SWAT team video out of Missouri. And so at the bottom of the hour, in about 25 minutes, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. So this is also on video record for PrisonPlanet.tv members that would like to tune in. And we'll also air the audio here at the syndicated radio broadcast. And the reason this upsets me so bad is it kind of brought back flashbacks from stories, countless stories I did here in Austin, where the exact same thing is done. And to watch the cops getting off on the power trip of evil really brought home to me how much danger this nation is in. So we're going to break that down coming up as well. And we got a bunch of other important news. But Gerald Celente, then Bob Chapman, and also open phones throughout the broadcast. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones, doing my best to wake people up to face this tyranny.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me police search warrant! Let me police search warrant!
This, my friends, is pure evil. And we're going to start simulcasting the radio show today for a full 3.5 hours. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, I shot a special video presentation for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that we will upload to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the YouTube channel later today that illustrates why I am so fundamentally upset about this video. But I'll tell you now the basic reasons. I have been on Access Television. That's where I started out 15 years ago in Austin. And very early on, families would call me, family after family. And we've done video news reports on this. I know in our archives we have them. In fact, Mike Hansen's going to upload those to his archive if he can dig them out so people can see it. And I would go to these little middle-class houses, and I would see dead Labradors, dead Chihuahuas, dead German Shepherds, their guts, their intestines blown all over the walls. In one case, the black lab was in the kitchen, and it was actually chained up on its dog bed. And if a dog barks, it's called dog killing detail. It is killed. And they rotate whoever is on dog killing detail. And when they come in your house, in all the Austin cases I saw, it was for marijuana. In most cases, no marijuana was even found. In one case, the people didn't even smoke marijuana. The others were all forthcoming, saying, big deal, we shouldn't get SWAT teamed for this. And they send in paramilitary thugs to shoot your dog. And in one case, the bullets went through the wall and through the baby crib and came less than a foot away from the year-old baby's head. There's all the famous cases of police throwing flashbangs into babies' cribs through the window and burning the baby over 95% of its body. That was a Texas case. I mean, you've seen it. You've read about it. Or the wrong 92-year-old lady's house in Virginia, and they gun her down and then lie and say that she pulled a gun on them, and then it came out that she didn't. Or you hear about the retired insurance salesman in a wealthy area. The drug informant says they buy cocaine there. They go there. They shoot the guy and paralyze him. And you realize that the government is shipping the drugs in. They've been caught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And now they just admit in front of the Congress, yeah, the CIA ships the cocaine in. Yeah, our troops grow and cultivate and protect the opium. And it's increased 12-plus times the last 8 years out of Afghanistan. And yeah, we grow it, but then we're going to use it as an excuse to send paramilitary men in black uniforms to your house. And if your French bulldog jumps off your bed when men bust in and barks, we're going to kill it. If your Welsh corgi, that was one of the dogs killed in this latest video, if your Welsh corgi runs around the corner, jumps out of your bed, we're going to kill it. And then you got to watch him shoving little 5- and 6-year-old kids around and the woman crying and the man crying. And then they found 1 gram of marijuana in this Missouri case. 1 gram. That's not even a joint, not even a marijuana cigarette. And they charged him. The CPS is trying to take their kids. They said, it's endangerment that you had marijuana. You caused what the police did, and so we're going to take your children. And we've caught so many police planting drugs on people, who knows if they even did find the marijuana pipe and the marijuana. I mean, how many squad car videos have you seen where the cops frame people on their own videos? And they know what they're doing. They ship the drugs in so they have an excuse to be involved in our lives. They ship the drugs in. It's an open secret. Every cop you talk to knows the government's shipping the drugs in. And because it's illegal, it drives the price way up. And so it creates a corrupting influence of judges, police, government, and the general public. What do they say on Fox News and the New York Times and AP and Reuters? Oh, we've got to help the Afghans grow the poppies, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will, and they'll get the money. No, you decriminalize drugs, and then Al-Qaeda, as if it's not Al-Qaeda, won't have that money. That's how twisted this is. And this is their excuse to engage in this un-American activity. You go back 30 years ago with special weapons attack teams, then they changed the name to special weapons and tactics, more politically correct. It started out for bank robberies, for hostage situations. And then, oh, well, there's a bigger statistical chance in drug raids that it's going to be dangerous for officers. And now they have officers just in regular pot raids and checkpoints on the highway. And you watch the video, and they're pointing their machine guns at the little kid. And the woman is there, and the guy starts crying when he learns they've killed his dogs. And you see the cops on these power trips just with looks of enjoyment on their faces. It tears my soul out. Meanwhile, police, their lives are endangered with these type of tactics. Their lives are endangered out raiding people for drugs. But that's the family business. That's the government family business. That's their excuse to put tens of millions of people in the criminal justice system, the most imprisoned country on earth. That's their excuse. That's the criminal element. The criminal element doesn't just ship the drugs in. They use them to federalize our police, and they use them to corrupt the police with drug seizure money. And The story is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I like the thing that Reason Online said. Video of SWAT raid on Missouri family. In February, I wrote the following about a drug raid in Missouri. Now the video has been released. SWAT team breaks into home, fires 7 rounds at family dogs. As 7-year-old looks on, they found a small amount. We now have the case. It's a gram of marijuana. Enough for a misdemeanor charge. The parents were then charged with child endangerment. For smoking pot, child endangerment, storming a home with guns, then firing bullets into the family pets as a child looks on, equals necessary police procedures to ensure everyone's safety. Just so we're clear. Now there's the video, which you can watch below. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's horrifying, but I urge you to watch it and to send it to the drug warriors in your life. This is the blunt end result of all of the war imagery and militaristic rhetoric politicians have been spewing for 30 years. Cops dressed like soldiers, barreling through the front doors of the middle of the night in the middle-class family, slaughtering the family pets, filling the house with bullets in the presence of children, then having the audacity to charge the parents with endangering their own children. There are 100 to 150 of these raids every day in America, the vast, vast majority like this one, to serve a warrant for a consensual crime. Every week in Austin, they kill dogs, just where I live. Your dog barks, your dog dies. And many times there's not even marijuana in the house, or it's the wrong address. And can you imagine that this can happen to anyone? And you watch these cops when the guy's crying, and they are getting off on it, stomping around. You are not real men. You are cowards. You are errand boys for the narcotics trafficking CIA and the big banks that launder the money, period. 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 And it's got to end. It's got to end. We've got to decriminalize all drugs now. It is so elementary. Mafia interests lobbied and used well-meaning Christians to support it to outlaw alcohol. Alcoholism more than tripled. The profits more than tripled. The police forces that had already been paid off to protect the whorehouses and gambling were then fully bought off. And after 10 years of prohibition and the country just in an absolute drug war like Mexico, almost collapsing in many areas because it funded all other levels of crime, they were forced to decriminalize alcohol. Now, oh yeah, it was like having cocaine to have a beer. Now, the same interest when they lost prohibition lobbied to make drugstore drugs illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin, opium, anything, marijuana, you name it. It was called basically Stomachache Hemp was one of the brand names. But the point is, you could buy it anywhere. Little newspaper stands sold it, and less people used it than use it today. You make it illegal, it drives up the price, it makes it risque, it makes it avant-garde, it makes young people get involved, it creates a market to push it and to sell it and for people to rob your house to get money to fund it. All of the horrors of the drug war and the drug culture and all the scum that are involved in it and all of the illegals pouring across the border involved in drugs and human smuggling, Mexico collapsing, it is your stinking, phony drug war. To the point of when the police come to your house looking for a thimble full of marijuana, they come in, the guy opens the door, the people open the door. It's actually the woman opens the door, the wife opens the door, the dad's asleep. They stomp into the room. The Welsh Corgi and the Bulldog run around the corner, and they shoot both of them. And you hear the dog bleeding out, and they shoot him some more. And then the woman's leaning over the dog, crying, and the cop goes, "That's enough with the dog. Get in here." And they're shoving the little kids around. They got machine guns on the kid. The dad, who's half asleep, you know, the evil guy that had some marijuana, the thimble of marijuana, he finds out they've killed his dogs. He starts crying. You see the cops suddenly change their stance. They stick their chest out. They turn around. You can look right in their faces and their eyes. They are just feeding on the demonic energy. Just, "Oh, yes. Oh, God. Satan, give me the power now. I love this blood sacrifice to you, my God." Of course, those cops don't know they're Satanists, probably consciously. They probably go to church. But they're Satanists in their heart. And if they look in their heart, they'll see the devil looking right back at them. Their God, their Savior, their Lord, the one they bow to.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supply formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is all about the raw, wicked exercise of power. Remember all the countless videos of Labrador Retrievers and other sweet dogs jumping out of cars at traffic stops, running up with their tail wagging, and the cop just lowers the shotgun and just shoots it right in the face? And the people start crying, and the cop's like, shut up. It's all about being tough. And these cops are waddling around in this family's house with their dead dogs around them, pointing guns at the 7-year-old kid. They're just shouting at everybody and just getting off on the adrenaline. And you know what? This is our excuse to come in your house. You had a thimble full of marijuana. And we're going to send CPS to take your kid now because you had marijuana. Meanwhile, they're on the news. Oh, we help grow the opium. You know, Pat Tillman was writing letters home saying, yeah, we're the army's protecting the opium. This war is all a big fraud. Mohammed Karzai's brother's the top drug dealer. And now because this information's out there, they think you're so stupid, they just come right out in the open and go, yeah, we grow the opium, but we do it to fight Al-Qaeda. And when we catch you with any of it, you're going to prison in America. And we're going to send paramilitary police. And now that they've got these giant forces of paramilitary police created, they're openly training them to take on gun owners and veterans. Oh, it's going to be just like this for owning a gun. They're going to come in and kill your dogs and kill you, and they just think it's great. And they're being trained. You've heard the military people call in who are being trained with the police, and they've seen what I've seen. They say the police are even worse than the military who's been in Iraq and Afghanistan. They just talk about the public as scum and how they frame the public and how much fun it is and how they love it and how they enjoy it. And all the big police departments all over the country are constantly being caught planting drugs on people to take their cars. And the police get part of the money, and the police are stealing the money out of the drug lockups and out of the money lockups. When they raid drug dealers, they're keeping most of the money for themselves. And in all these big cities and small towns, cops are living in million-dollar houses and driving brand-new Corvettes, and nobody asks how they've got the money. It's a mafia, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mafia, period. And the only way you shut down the mafia in Mexico that's taking the country over is you decriminalize. Then all their money's gone. But in Mexico, politicians that have called for decriminalizing drugs have been murdered. And you better believe if it starts gaining steam here, they'll murder you as well. You're not about to get in the way of their hundreds of billions a year in pure profit they're making, and how they get to raid all the slaves, and how they get to pack the prisons full of people, and how they get to run checkpoints. You're not about to get in the way of these boys, because they're the biggest street gang in America, and they know full well the CIA brings the goodies in. The slaves are dumb enough to pick it up, and as soon as they pick it up, that gives them fair game to open up on everybody. And that's what this is about, period. And so I'm in there during the break watching the video of Labrador retrievers jumping out with their tails wagging out of cars, and those cops just gun them down. So you understand, when the police raid you looking for drugs, half the time you don't even have drugs and it's the wrong house. You just remember every one of your dogs is dead. Let's just remember if one of your kids is asleep and makes a wrong move, they're dead. You just remember that. And if a SWAT team shoots their own officer in the back, like they've done all over the country and been caught countless times, they're going to frame you for killing their own officer. Because you're a scum American. You're a piece of filth who exists for one reason, to work in a prison and to pay taxes. You exist for one reason, and that's to serve government and the banks. You exist for one reason, that's to worship tyranny. You exist for one reason, and that's to make the government and corruption and oppression your god. And all the PR announcements and public service announcements and government brainwashing is about worshiping the military and worshiping the police that are the armored fist of the New World Order that's coming in here to take the pension funds and everything else. They're going to take everything they want because they got the guns and they just can't wait. And they've been taught that authority is God, and it doesn't matter how unconstitutional it is. They're going to do what they want to do when they want to do it. Now, I know a lot of you tuned in today to hear what's going on with the stock market record plunge of 1,000 points yesterday and clear manipulation. We will detail it all in the second, third, and fourth hour. Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, joins us next hour. And then Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, top expert. I mean, he's predicted everything that's happened with total precision with what's happening in Greece, Portugal, Spain, you name it. Expert on stock market manipulation. He will be joining us to cover the plunge protection team and to give us his inside take on what exactly happened. I've got a good idea, and even CNBC was reporting it had to be staged. We've got that article up at Infowars.com. It is not somebody with a fat finger, but that's coming up as well. The drug war is rigged. The stock market's rigged. The mortgage market's rigged. The wars are rigged. The terror is rigged. It's all rigged. It's a big stinking business of slavery. And every little town's getting SWAT teams now, and every day they're busting down people's doors and killing people's dogs, and I've had enough of it. Well, we got to do this for the drug war. You guys run the stinking drug war, and everybody's starting to learn that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, syndicated radio broadcast on this Friday, the 7th day of May 2010. Gerald Celente, Trends Forecaster, joining us in the next hour to discuss the record 1,000-point plunge in the stock market, which even CNBC experts are saying had to be contrived, had to be manipulated, had to be some type of insider trading and manipulation, not somebody with fat fingers. Then Bob Chapman, the hour after that, joins us on the same important subject. Now, we're going live with a video at Infowars.com in the next 30 minutes with an article that Aaron Dykes has written. And this video is so important. This video is so key that you're about to see. And it deals with this Missouri case of a SWAT team for a gram of marijuana. That's less than a thimble, less than a marijuana cigarette. SWAT teaming a middle-class home, killing a corgi and a bulldog, and pointing machine guns at the 7-year-old kid, and bossing everybody around, and then charging them with child endangerment, and sicking the CPS on them to try to take their children, kidnap their children, because they had marijuana. And in this video, I integrate the fact that the U.S. government can't hide it anymore, that they grow the opium in Afghanistan. It was declassified in Vietnam. Thousands of tons of heroin were shipped out, opium and heroin. It was declassified in 96. The CIA ran the crack cocaine epidemic and even gave the dealers the recipe to make crack. That's on record. The majority of narcotics is shipped into the United States. Now, they raid people that smoke marijuana, and they call it a narcotic, more than they do people using hard drugs the government brings in. 86% of Americans who use illegal drugs only use marijuana. Over 80% of Americans have used marijuana. So 80-plus percent of you are in danger. And the rest of you are in danger because they constantly raid the wrong house or an informant lies. Think about it. Is the evil of paramilitary cops coming in your house at midnight, shooting your dogs, terrorizing your children worth it, and then having CPS try to take their children for a gram of marijuana? Is this freedom? While the government, because they can't hide it anymore, says, well, to be patriotic, we grow the opium. We help the villages. Now again, this has come out for years in foreign media. Now it's mainstream news and Reuters, AP, you name it. But they say this is what we have to do, because if we don't ship the drugs out, Al-Qaeda will, and they'll get the money. And there's no investigation then of who's getting the money or where it's being shipped. They just say, it's for Al-Qaeda. We're going to naked body scan you and your family to fight Al-Qaeda. We're going to grow the opium to fight Al-Qaeda. We're going to secretly arrest citizens and strip you your rights to fight Al-Qaeda. And they've grown this giant paramilitary force that trains with the military under the drug war. Now they're saying it's for the Tea Parties, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're now going to rotate this system over and expand it against the general public. And you watch these cops, their body language, they're clearly enjoying it. The more the father cries, the bigger a power trip they get on. And if these cops don't know that most drugs are shipped in by the government, and if they don't know that when drugs were legal 80 years ago, there was much less drug abuse in this country, if they don't know that prohibition of alcohol radically expanded the amount of crime in the country and corrupted police, and that when they didn't have prohibition anymore, they created drug prohibition to keep their business going. And it was the government and government-controlled groups that actually shipped the drugs in and started the drug culture in America. This is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. So they ship the drugs in as a pretext to put you in their private prisons that are predominantly owned by the big money laundering banks. The drug dealers bring the drugs in. Then they put you in their private prisons, making 25 cents an hour on average, displacing everybody else's jobs and lowering the wages even more than the illegal aliens do. So it's all about destroying the economy to consolidate it. And that's why we're in Afghanistan. $500 billion a year in opium. It was less than $50 billion a year in opium coming out pre-9/11. Okay? So that's what's happening. We were sent to Afghanistan, number one, to take control of the opium, number two for the Unocal oil pipeline and natural gas pipelines, number three for weapon sales, number four to encircle and put a buffer between the stands north of there in Russia and China. And this is all strategically laid out. It is a fact that the Anglo-American establishment are the biggest narcotics traffickers in the world. The British East India Company had a worldwide monopoly on opium. They set up a monopoly organization at Yale in 1832 known as Skull and Bones. That's mainline history that Skull and Bones was a narcotics trafficking gang. But opium was legal then. They would hire their own ships to hunt down as pirates and kill anybody trying to ship in opium. So see, they always had trouble having a monopoly, just like De Beers with the diamonds and how they'll hunt you down and use mercenaries if you mine diamonds that you don't sell to them. That's all this is. But again, it's gone too far. This gives their paramilitary police, who are now coming for political dissidents, literal death squads. These are death squads in the making, in the training. And you see their cold-bloodedness, how dehumanized the American people are, where they kill your dogs. And we've seen the CNN video. Let's play the CNN video first. The CNN video, and there's countless videos, of a dog gets out, runs up, Labrador, with its tail wagging, cop shotgun it in the face. I have done many TV programs here locally in Austin where I would go to homes and see a lab, a black lab, with bullets, its guts, its brains everywhere, bullets that went through the wall into the baby's crib. No marijuana was found. And the cops don't apologize. They throw flashbangs into baby's cribs. That happened in Midland. Another case in Midland a few years ago. The cops shot their own officer in the back and then framed the guy in the house who didn't even have guns. He had a toy black powder gun that he'd gotten when he was a kid, and they tried to say that was the gun, and then a SWAT team officer told the truth and said, no, we shot our own officer in the back. It's a .223 round. And then they released the audio tapes where the cops were on the tape admitting they'd done it. You are not human to them. You don't exist. Your dog doesn't exist. Your child crying, seeing the dead dog doesn't exist. They are getting off on this. And all cops don't have this mentality, but the system is trying to train them and literally possess them with this authoritarian thug nightmare mentality. So let's play that clip of the dog being shot for wagging its tail. Clips. That's not the one I was even looking for. There's another clip where it's broad daylight. The lab runs right up with its tail wagging, and they just shotgun it right in the face. But it's video after video after video of things like this in the name of stopping drugs that the government has been caught over and over again shipping in, and now they're not even caught. They think you're so stupid and so weak-minded, they just come right out and say, you know what? We are actually helping them grow it. Let's go ahead and go to this video that I just put together with Aaron Dykes last night. Aaron did a great job compiling this where I expose the hypocrisy. This video is going up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the next hour. We need this video to go mega viral. Here it is. The video you're about to see is standard operating procedure and happens thousands of times per week in the United States. This was Columbia, Missouri. SWAT team goes in, the people open the front door, they go in, they have a Welsh Corgi and a bulldog, and the dogs are barking at them, and they shoot them both and kill them. Then you see the little children, you see the father crying when he finds out his dogs are dead, and you look at the looks on the police officer's face when he's crying, and they've got this look of power-tripping enjoyment, and they won't ever respond to him. They won't ever talk to him when he asks questions. So he doesn't respond to them after that when they ask him questions. And they reported that they found 1 gram of marijuana in his marijuana pipe. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something here. The drug war was initiated after Prohibition in the 1930s. The trafficking interests controlled by Yale University, Skull and Bones, and others, this is all on record, traveled around the country and got the states and the federal government to pass laws against opium, heroin, cocaine, things like that, that were sold at convenience stores. It was sold at every major little pharmacy. And in the old days, convenience stores were mainly pharmacies. They had newspapers and drugs and things. Less people were using marijuana, cocaine, heroin when they were legal. Once they made them illegal, the price went way up. And the reason I raise this issue is no one is safe. The police can bust in your door because some drug addict informant says that they saw marijuana there. And I thought about my French bulldog. What happens with my 35-pound dog and my chihuahua if a SWAT team ever comes to my house? And I don't even smoke marijuana. I do drink some. And my dogs will bark. They will run out. They will jump out of the bed. They sleep with us. And the police will kill them. Years ago, on my local TV show, we did episode after episode of locals who were SWAT teamed where drugs weren't even found, and they would come in and kill a lab that was even chained up in the kitchen. And we went and showed photos of it with its brains blown out and its intestines everywhere, and the cops were laughing in that case, and they fired bullets through the wall that went into the baby crib in one case. And the issue is these police officers have lost their souls. They're getting off on this. Does that mean all police are getting off on it? No. But the issue is,
The phony drug war gives the Pentagon that's involved in it and the militarized police an excuse to be involved in our daily lives, to knock down our doors, to give them some type of fake jurisdiction. So we're going to play you clips from this video of what they've done, and we'll post the full video shot by the police up in the corner if you want to watch it.
You're fine. Don't move! You understand? Put your hands behind your back! Do it now! Behind your back!
What is happening?
Search warrant! Narcotic search warrant! Don't move!
In front.
Turn around right here. Don't move.
She was probably trying to play with you.
Once we get down, let's get him in the car.
See, Pop?
Yeah.
You have the right to move silently.
We'll put her somewhere else
warm.
She can stay beside her.
You have the right to talk to her while you're having questions. Why are you being questioned? Do you understand?
We'll take that as a yes. You are on audio tape, as a matter of fact.
That's fine.
Okay, come on.
I didn't do anything wrong.
But this is why I'm doing this video. This is why I'm so outraged. This is the key. It has come out in the last 8 years that the Taliban had cut off almost all opium production in Afghanistan, previously the main site of opium that then produces heroin, and that the U.S. government went in and started helping the Afghans grow the opium again. And, of course, the CIA got caught in Vietnam on record shipping opium out. They were caught in 1996. Even the CIA inspector general admitted that most of the cocaine for the crack cocaine epidemic was shipped in. And now in Afghanistan, because Pat Tillman wrote letters home before they killed him saying, look, we're growing the opium. This is wrong. I'm against this war. It's a fraud. Now, because all that info's come out and the troops are there being forced to help grow the opium, they've come out in the New York Times and said, yeah, Mohammad Karzai's brother, the president of Afghanistan, is the biggest drug dealer. Yeah, we're letting him grow the opium. Yeah, we're helping him. We've got to do this or Al-Qaeda will get the money. No, you decriminalize it, and then Al-Qaeda, the CIA, they won't have the profit because it's illegal anymore, and it won't have the huge profits involved in it with a black market. But here's the deal. The government ships most of the cocaine in. The only people they bust are those that aren't paying their cut. Okay? The government ships in almost all the heroin. It's more than up 12 times what it was 8.5 years ago when we invaded Afghanistan. Record numbers. Over 90% of global opium is coming out of Afghanistan, and they have Geraldo Rivera there with the Marine Corps commander going, I don't like it, but we've got to help them grow it, and you know, we're here letting them do it.
The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines and it would be a real security risk.
Are you watching as this opium is being grown? I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
I fault the politicians for putting the Marines in this position, where we can't eradicate these crops for security reasons. And
that's the point. They ship it in to have an excuse to bust down your door and build giant prisons. We have the biggest prison population in the world, and no one is safe. I've seen countless reports of, retired CPAs and people when the SWAT team raids the wrong house and kills them, or old ladies, 90-something years old, and they shoot them and kill them. And then you see the cops laughing about it. You see them enjoying it. You see them on this big power trip. And you also have the police raiding real drug dealers and keeping the money, keeping the drugs, seizing their assets, taking cash out of people's wallets on the highway, letting illegal aliens go that have been caught with $105,000 of drugs just last week in Tennessee. The government runs the narcotics business. And they then put you in their private prisons, making license plates and making furniture to then compete with everybody else that's on the outside. So the prisoners are making 25 cents an hour. That drives down wages just like the illegal aliens do. Mexico is collapsing because of the phony drug war. The United States is going to collapse. And this is pure Nazi Germany to have men come in your house and kill your dogs because they bark at them every single day in this country and then just sit there smugly enjoying the power trip from what they've done. Think about it. The troops are over in Afghanistan growing the opium. They're going to come back. Most of them are going to end up being SWAT team people and cops, and then they're going to raid your house for a gram of marijuana. You think about that. 80%+ of the American people smoke marijuana or have smoked it. Most cops have smoked it, but they don't care. They're going to come in your house, kill your dogs in front of your...
We're going to play part two of this when we come back in the next segment. Then Gerald Celente is joining us via video Skype for the radio and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But this is their excuse. This is the Pentagon and the military and the government's excuse to make you the enemy. Anybody could have drugs. Anybody could be a terrorist. Anybody could be a child molester. Anybody, except when you look at it, the government's full of the child molesters. It's full of the drug dealers. It's full of the people staging the terror attacks. And we must get the word out that the government is illegitimate and is dealing almost all the major drugs. They ship them in. Then at the street level, they put you in prison or they kill your dog or they come to your house. And it's not enough that they came and killed their dogs for a gram of marijuana. No. Now the CPS is in the process of taking these people's children right now in Missouri. And they do 150 of these raids every day. I was just reading articles where they killed some mayor's dog at the wrong house. They don't care.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
all the drug war does is give the drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, banks, and their intelligence agencies a pretext to have jurisdiction in our lives. Not enough to keep it illegal and ship the drugs in so they get higher profits by keeping it illegal. They also want to tax you by taking you to prison, by making you build widgets in their factories. And none of us are safe until we expose this. Now, this video has been out for 2 days of the SWAT team at the house. Par for the course, killing the dogs and laughing about it. And the kids crying and aiming machine guns at little children. Our video points out how they're shipping the drugs in. And this video just went live at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It just went up at InfoWars.com in the last 60 seconds. It's going up at PrisonPlanet.com as we speak. And I need Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, our great writers, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, to all write articles about this hypocrisy from their own perspective. And this is done worldwide in the phony drug war. And none of us are safe until we expose this. None of you are safe. For the suspicion of one marijuana cigarette, they will take your children, they will kill your dogs, and they think it's funny. Okay, this is total evil. Remember, they ship the drugs in, and then they do this. Here it is.
Think about it. The troops are over in Afghanistan growing the opium. They're going to come back. Most of them are going to end up being SWAT team people and cops, and then they're going to raid your house for a gram of marijuana. You think about that. 80%+ of the American people smoke marijuana or have smoked it. Most cops have smoked it, but they don't care. They're going to come in your house, kill your dogs in front of your little kids. They're going to drag you off to jail for a gram of marijuana. That's less than a joint. This is completely disgusting and sickening. So you've seen the video of the kids, the dogs bleeding to death in pain. You've seen the cops with their smug looks of enjoyment whenever the father is crying. And you've seen the newscast where Fox News is explaining to you, we've got to help grow the opium. We've got to let them do this to fight Al-Qaeda. It is a sickening fraud. And look, they were denying this years ago. But now because it's so out in the open and the troops are writing home and speaking out about why are we growing the opium, they're just hiding it in plain view. We help grow the opium. We let them ship it out. And then if we catch you with it, we're going to kill your dogs and come in your house. And if we catch you with marijuana, we're going to do it. Because we're fighting drugs. Because drugs are bad. It's all these fake moral people in America who are supporting the drug war like a bunch of ignoramuses who are allowing this giant police state to grow up around them that is going to enslave them and their families. Understand. The troops throwing puppies off cliffs, the troops shooting children, the troops torturing people, they're having their minds warped. And they're coming back to become cops who have that hunger to see that pain and to have that domination and to have that control going after drugs that were shipped in by the government. But why do they hate marijuana so much? The government doesn't control marijuana. It can be grown anywhere. And that's why they're doing it. That's why they're coming against the American people. This isn't America. This isn't freedom. It is a fraud. Remember that. The government openly ships the drugs in now. They hide it in plain view and admit they're doing it. And they think you're too stupid to put two and two together. In the New York Times and AP and everywhere, the Russians said, let us go in and spray the opium. We're losing 30,000 Russians a year from heroin overdoses. And NATO said no. We're not going to allow eradication. U.S. troops are now basically farmers. They're helping grow the opium, protecting it, and then it's shipped out of the country, and it's come out that a lot of the big defense contractors and private mercenary groups are busy flying the drugs out. And they're also using rendition CIA aircraft for kidnap people in the U.S. and worldwide they grab to also fly the drugs in and out. That's like a few years ago, Reuters reported that a CIA aircraft filled with pure cocaine coming from the source crashed in Mexico. And now that's not enough. This big police state's hungry for the American people. They're trying to pass laws where no judge, no jury, no charges. They just put you on a no-fly list. You can't buy guns. Now they've got bills introduced where Lieberman's out there promoting and has a good chance of passing that if they say they think you might be a terrorist, your constitutional rights are stripped, your citizenship is stripped, and you're given to a secret military team and can be tortured. This is an illegitimate criminal narcotics trafficking government. Stop shipping the drugs in, government, and stop using it as a pretext to pack your private prisons and raid people's houses while the cops get stinking rich off all the drug money and drugs they steal. Our government is a drug-dealing criminal operation. We have to take it back. We have to decriminalize drugs right now to cut off the drug money to the scumbag banks that launder it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.